B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Daf Chof Gimel. We're going to start at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hoya oymeid bitfila, if somebody was in the middle of davening Shmenesra, v'nizkar shu balkeri, and you remembered, oops, I'm a balkeri, I'm not allowed to daven. Lo yafzik, he should not stop in the middle of Shmenesra, elo yakatzir, he should shorten each brocha. Yorad litvil, somebody who went to Toivel because he was a Balkeri. If he can come out of the mikveh, ulis kasois, and cover himself, belikris, and read the Shema, ad sheloitei anet zachamo, before nets, which the most opportune time for saying the Shema is just before nets, then if he has time, yale v'yiskase v'yikre. He should come out of the mikveh, cover himself, and read the Shema. V'imlav, if there's not enough time for all that, Yiskase b'mayim v'yikro. He should cover himself with the water, his head should be outside the water, his body can be in the water, and he should say the Shema whilst in the mikvah. V'lo yiskase lo b'mayim horoim v'lo b'mea mishre. He should not cover himself with bad smelling water or with water of flax. This is inappropriate to say Kriyas Shema whilst in such water. Now what happens if there's some urine on the floor or near him at the time? Then ad sheyate l'teichon mayim, he has to dilute it with water before he can say Kriyas Shema. V'kama yarchik mehen, how far should he be away from them, meaning the from urine, or umenatzoya, or from stool? Dalad amis, 4 amis. If you're within the close proximity, if you're less than 4 amis from either urine or stool, one is not allowed to say dvarim shebekdusha. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Hoya oymeid bitfila, if somebody was in the middle of davening, v'niz karshu balkeri, he remembered that he's a balkeri, he's not allowed to daven, lo yafsik elo yekatzir, he should not stop davening, he should just shorten each brocha. Hoya kire batera, if he was reading from the Torah, v'niz karshu balkeri, eino mafsik, v'oile, elo megamgeim v'kire. He should not stop, he should go up, he should read, but he should do it fast without any elaboration. Reb Meir Omer, Ein Balkeri Roshoi Likris Batera Yoisa Megimul Psukim. Since the minimum required amount of psukim anyone who's going for an aliyah has to read is 3 psukim, a Balkeri may read the 3 psukim. As soon as he's read 3 psukim, he's no longer required to continue, and therefore he has to stop. Tanya Idoch, we saw in another Braisa, Hoya Oymeid Bitfila, if somebody was in the middle of davening, V'roye tzoya k'negdo, and he sees in front of him there's some tzoya, some stool. Mahalich lefonov ad shizrekeno la'achayrov dalad amus. Preferably, he should move forward, he should walk dalad amus, in order that the tzoya should be left behind him for amus. V'otanyo litzdodim asks the Gemara, we saw in another braisa, it doesn't have to be behind him, it's enough if it's on either side of him for amus. Loi kasha, it's not a contradiction. Hode efshar, hode loi efshar. He has to daven facing the Beis Hamikdash, facing what we call Mizrach. If he can continue doing so and leave the tzoya behind him, that's the best. If not, it's enough if the tzoya is on the side of him, as long as it's 4 amos away from him. Continues the Gemara. Hoyo mispalil, if somebody was davening, umotzo tzoya b'mekoymoy, and when he finished davening, he realized that where he had davened, less than 4 amos around him, there was tzoya. Omar Rabba, afar pishechoto, even though it was a type of avera, he should not have davened that way, he should have been more careful. Tfilosoi tfilo, nonetheless, we recognize his tfilo as being a valid tfilo. Maskiflo Rava. Rava asked a question. V'hozevach roshoim te'evo. The pasuk says that a korban brought by roshoim, which is a choyte, is a te'evo. It's repulsed. It's not called a tefila. So how can you say here that he's chota? He did an avera with the way he davened, and nonetheless the tefila is a good tefila. We just saw now that an offering from a rosha is not a good offering. Elo amar Rava, hoyel v'chota, since he'd sinned, since he did an avera, afal pisha espalil, even though he did say the davening, he did say the shmenesra, nonetheless tefilosoi to'eva, his tefila is not recognized. And Tosfos says that there's no way of rectifying that, but Tosfos brings one opinion that holds that he can daven again. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Hoya Oymeid Betfila, if somebody was davening Shmoneh Esra, Umayim Shoishasim Al Birkov, and he needed to pass water, he needed to urinate, he couldn't, he'd waited too late, and now he's in the middle of davening, and the water was flowing onto his knees. Poisuk, he should stop, he should wait, Al Chayichlu Amayim, until all the water stops flowing from him, and then V'chozar Mispalel, and he should continue davening. Asks the Gemara Leheichon Choyzer, where should he continue davening from? Rav Chisda v'Rav Hamnuna. They argued, Chad Omar, one of them maintained Choyzer L'Roish, he goes to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra. V'Chad Omar, and one says L'Mokim She'Posak, from wherever you stopped when you noticed this phenomenon and you waited, now you carry on from where you were. And the Gemara is now going to discuss what's the Nekuda of the Machlekes, what they're arguing about. Leima B'Hak Mifligi. Let's assume that they are arguing as follows. Marasovar imshoho kedei ligmur es kulo choizer l'roish. There's a discussion in other places in Shas, if somebody is mafsik, he stops in the middle of doing a mitzvah, or more to do with tefillah, Kriyas Shema, Megillah, he stops and he waits long enough that he could finish the whole Megillah, he could finish the whole Halil, he could finish the whole Shema, the whole Shmoneh Esra, whatever the discussion is. And there's a shaila in the Mefarshim whether it means enough time to finish from where he's up to until the end, or if it means that he waited enough time that he could have started from the beginning and reached right to the end, which is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So one man to Omer holds, if he waited long enough that he could have said the whole Shmoneh Esra, Choyzer L'Roish, he's got to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra, the Hefsuk, the interruption was too long. Umar Sovar, the other man to Omer holds, L'Mokim She'Posak, even though he waited long enough that he could have said an entire Shmoneh Esra, nonetheless, it's not called the Hefsuk, and he can go back to where he stopped. Omer Ravashi. Ravashi commented, Hai im shoho im lo shoho mi boyele. If the whole point that they're arguing about is what's the halacha, if somebody waited long enough that he could have said the whole Shmoneh Esra, they should have made that clear. They should have said, we're arguing in a case of shoho ligmer kudei kuloi, and do we have to go right back to the beginning or not? And since they did not make mention of that, it seems that's not the Nekudas HaMachlekes. That's not a discussion. Everybody agrees that if you waited long enough that he could say an entire Shmoneh Esra while waiting, that it's too long, he's cut the Shmoneh Esra into two and he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra. V'hosam, where they're arguing, what they're arguing about, v'deloy shoho k'mifligi. He did not wait that long. It was a shorter break. And nonetheless, there's an argument. The Marasovar, one maintains, Gavra Dechuyahu, since he had this urge to pass water, and he must have felt that way from the beginning of Shmoneh Esra. If a person gets to that level of desperation that in the middle of Shmoneh Esra he cannot control himself, then he must have felt the urge to excuse himself at the beginning of davening, and that such a person should not have davened. He's called Gavra Dechuyahi, the type of person who is far from davening, he should not be davening. And therefore, Ve'ein Roy, Ve'ein Tfilah Se Tfilah. Therefore, the Tfilah from the beginning was an improper Tfilah. Umar Sovar, the other Mandah Omar holds, Gavra Chazyahu, that the fact that he had this urge doesn't make him not able to daven. And therefore the first part of the tefillah is considered a proper tefillah, and therefore he can continue where he stopped. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Hanitzrach l'nekovav. If somebody has the urge to relieve themselves, al yispalil. He should not daven. V'mispalil tefillah te'eva. Somebody who davens in such a way, his tefillah is a te'eva. It's not received. Omer Rav Zvid v'im teimer Rav Yehuda. The only time where a person's tefillah is not accepted is a te'eva because he needs to relieve himself is only if he cannot keep himself in for a certain amount of time. If he can keep it in, tefillah is a good tefillah. How much does a person have to be able to keep himself back in order that his tefillah is still considered a good tefillah? Omer of Sheshes ad parsa. As long as he knows that he can control himself for 72 minutes, then his tefillah is not called a te'eva, and his tefillah is a tefillah. Ika demasti lo amasnita. Others say that this condition, that it depends on whether you could control yourself or not, is not Rav Zvid or Rav Yehuda, it's actually part of the Braisa. And Rav Zvid and Rav Yehuda, they just say the 72 minutes part, but not the condition. As follows, Bamed Varim Amurim, the Braisa itself says as follows, that when is a tefillah called a Toeva, Kasha'en Yochi Lamud Alatzmoy, if he cannot control himself? Avalim Yochi Lamud Alatzmoy, Tefillah Soy Tefillah. Vaad Kamo, how long is that? Omer of Zvid, Ad Parasa, for 72 minutes. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonason. Hanitzrach Lenekovov, if somebody has the urge to relieve themselves, Hareze lo yispalil, he should not daven, Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Hikoin, you should prepare yourself, Likras Elikecho Yisrael, to meet Hashem in tefillah. The way you prepare yourself is to make sure that your body is completely clean from outside and from inside. V'omar Shmuel bar Nachmeni om Reb Yonason, another halacha in the name of Reb Yonason, Maidich Siv, when the Pasuk says, Shmoir Raglacha ka'asher teileich el beis elukim, which is literally translated, to guard your feet when you go to Hashem's home. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Shmoir atzmacha sheloi techte, guard yourself from doing averus, v'im techte, and if you do averus, have a korban lefonai, you'll have to bring a korban. And Rashi explains, why does the Pasuk say, Shmoir raglacha, guard your feet? Because it really means guard yourself from doing avera, and then your feet will not have to carry you to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban. If you do an avera, you're going to have to walk to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a korban. The next words in the pasuk are the koroiv lishmaya. You should be ready to hear. What does that mean? Omar Rava, have a koroiv lishmaya dibrei chachomim. You should be ready to listen to the advice of the chachomim. Sheim choitim mevim korban v'oisim tshuva. In the event that you did do an avera, and then you bring a korban, make sure that the korban comes together with tshuva, with repentance. And the pasuk carries on, miteis haksilim zevach. Rather than be compared to a gift, to an offering of ksilim of fools. And the Gemara explains, Al tehi kiksilim, don't be like fools, shechoitim, that after they do averus, umavim korban, and they're already bringing a korban, ve'inaisim tshuva, but they're not doing tshuva when they bring the korban. And the pasuk carries on, ki einam yoidim la'aso yisra, they don't know about doing bad. Says the Gemara, ki einam yoidim la'aso yisra, if we're talking about that they don't know how to do bad, yihocha tzadikim ninu, then they are tzaddikim. The pasuk just called them miteis haksilim zevach, that the fools are bringing a korban after doing an avera. If they don't know how to do bad, then there's no avera here. Elo, the Gemara explains, it means as follows: Al teik kiksilim shechoitim umevim korban. Don't be like the fools who, after doing an avera, they bring a korban. Ve'enom yoidim im al hatoivahim mevim, im al haroim mevim. But they don't know the nature of the korban. They don't know if they're bringing a korban toida or a korban shlomim for something positive that happened to them, or if they're bringing a korban chatos or osham for an avera they did. And since they don't know what they're bringing a korban for, they don't know that they're supposed to do tshuva with it. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying, bein toiv lera eino mavchinim. They don't know how to differentiate well between the korban that's brought for a good thing or for a bad thing, v'heim avim korban lefona, and they're bringing a korban to me. Rav Ashi ve'itema Rav Chanina bar Papa, they explain the beginning of this pasuk, Shmoy raglacha kasher teilech el beis elokim, differently. They don't say the beis elokim is talking about the beis hamikdash, and the pasuk telling us, don't do averus, so you should not have to come to the beis hamikdash to bring a korban. Rather, the beis elokim is talking about going to shul and davening. Shmoir nekovecho, between a person's raglacha, between his feet, there's an exit that sometimes he passes gas from there, and it says you should guard yourself that should not happen. B'shor shato imid b'tfilo lefonai, when you're standing in front of me, Hashem says, whilst you're davening. Continues the Gemara. Tonu rabbonon, hanechnas lebeis hakisei, if somebody goes into a beis hakisei, if he was wearing tefillin and he wants to go into a Beis HaKisei, then he should take off his tefillin first, 4 amos away from the Beis HaKisei, v'nichnas, and only then he should go into the Beis HaKisei. And here we're talking about a Beis HaKisei kavua, which means not a place where people just urinate, but a place where people move their bowels there, and there's stool left in the area, and therefore it's inappropriate to go into such a Beis HaKisei kavua in order to excuse oneself whilst wearing the tefillin. Omar Rav Acha bar Rav Huna Omar Rav Sheshes Lo Yishanu Elo Beis HaKisei kavua. This halach is only true in a Beis HaKisei kavua, which is one that's used for moving one's bowels and not just for urination. Aval Beis HaKisei Arai, a Beis HaKisei which is considered a temporary one, which is just used for passing water, Choleitz V'nifne Le'altar, he's allowed to take off his tefillin just before he goes in. He does not need to take it off when he's 4 amos away from the Beis HaKisei. And Rashi says that over here we're talking about removing his tefillin shel roish, the one that can be seen, and it's a gnai, it's improper to be seen like that. Later in Rashi, it seems a little bit differently, because when Rashi speaks about the ratzuos, Rashi says that both the ratzuos, the straps of the tefillin shel roish, as well as the tefillin shel yad, they are part of Hashem's name. There's a dalad and at the back, on the knot, at the back of the tefillin shel roish, there's a yud next to the bayis of the tefillin shel yad, together with the shin, which is part of the bayis of the tefillin shel roish, makes a shin and a dalud and a yud, which is Hashem's name. So Rashi later seems to say that the tefillin shel yad is equally part of what has to be removed when going into Beis HaKisei, and the Mefarshim speak about this seeming contradiction in Rashi. Ukashu yotza, when he comes out of a Beis HaKisei, Marchik Dalad Amos, he should remove himself, he should make sure he's moved a distance of 4 amos, Umanichon, and then he can put the tefillin back on, Bipnei She'asoi Beis HaKisei Kavua. He went into a Beis HaKisei which was Arai, which up until that point had never been used for stool, it had only been used for water. Now this person went in. When he went in, it was not yet a Beis HaKisei Kavua, so he can wear his tefillin until the entrance. Now that he went, and he actually moved his bowels in that Beis HaKisei Arai, from that point on, it now has the halacha of a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Since it's got the halachas of Beis HaKisei Kavua, he should not put his tefillin back on until he's moved away from that Beis HaKisei 4 amos. Continues the Gemara. Iboy Elohu, Mahu Sheikonis Odom Bitfilin Lebeis HaKisei Kavua Lahashtin Maim. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to go into a Beis HaKisei Kavua with a tefillin shel roish on his head in order to urinate? Ravina Shori, Ravad Bar Masna Osar. And here the Rishonim asked that we just said a minute ago that a Beis HaKisei Kavua, you have to take the tefillin off 4 amos before getting near it. So how can you ask a question here whether you can wear them when you're actually in there? So some Rishonim take out the word kavua. Other Rishonim say that the only time when it's osa to go into and get close to a Beis HaKisei kavua is if he's also intending to relieve himself there. But if he's not intending to move his bowels there and he's just intending to urinate, then there's a discussion in the Gemara whether such a person is allowed to go in with his tefillin. Ravina Shori, Ravina says it's muta. Rav Acha bar Masna Osar. Osu Shailu al Rava. They asked Rava about this. Omaluhu Osar. He said it's Osar. Why? Not because he's urinating, and not because it's a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Rather, Chayshinon Shemo Yifne Bohen. Maybe when he's in the process of passing water, he might have the urge to move his bowels as well, and that is clearly and seriously Osar to do when a person is wearing tefillin. Others say that while he's passing water, he may pass gas, and that's also inappropriate when wearing tefillin. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Idach, we learnt in another braisa, Hanichnas lebeis HaKisei Kavua. somebody who's going into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, Cholitz Tfilav Barochik Dalet Amos, he should take off his tefillin 4 amos away from the Beis HaKisei, Umanichon Bechaloyin, he should put them on the windowsill, Hasomuch Roshos HaRabim, facing the Roshos HaRabim, not facing into the Beis HaKisei, but the wall, the window that's on the wall, but the part of the ledge of the window facing the Roshos HaRabim. V'nichnas, and then he should go into the field where the Beis HaKisei is. Ukeshu Yotze, when he leaves, Marachik Dalet Amos, he should distance himself 4 amos, Umanichon, and then he can put the tefillin back, Divrei Beis Shammai. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai, who says you're not allowed to take the tefillin into a Beis HaKisei. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel say, Oichzon Biyodo, you can hold them in his hand, as long as he's not wearing them, he can hold the tefillin in his hand, Avenichnas, and come into the Beis HaKisei, and do what he has to do. Rabbi Akiva Oimir, Rabbi Akiva says, Oichzon Bebigdoi V'nechnas, he should hold the tefillin in his garment. Asks the Gemara, Bebigdoi Sol Kedaitach, could it be that he's just holding them in the folds of his garment? Zimnin mishtali lehu, he might forget that they're there, v'nofli, and then they're going to fall to the ground, chas v'shalom. Elo eima, what Rabbi Akiva meant to say was, oyichzon bebigdoi ubeyodoi, he puts them into the folds of his clothes, whilst at the same time holding them with his right hand, v'nichnas, and he can go into a Beis HaKisei that way. In our Gemara it says, "Umanichom bechurim asmuchim lebeis hakisei." He can then leave the tefillin in the windowsill of the in the windows facing the Beis HaKisei. And others take this out because he just said now that he can hold them in his hand. It doesn't say he has to leave them on the windowsill. And others explain that it's not a contradiction. V'lo yanichom bechurim asmuchim l'shus harabim. Why should he not leave them at the wind on the window facing the Rosh HaRabim, and that way it's much further removed from the Beis HaKisei? Shemo yitlu oisam oivrei drachim. And the Pashtas, there's two things mentioned here. Number one, they might get stolen by the passers-by. V'yava lidei chashad, there's an added concern that there's going to be a chashad. There's a scandal might happen consequent to leaving one's tefillin on the window facing the Rosh HaRabim. And what was the story? There was one Talmud, Sheiniach Tfilov Bechurim Asmuchim L'Shus HaRabim. He did what he was supposed to, and before going into Beis HaKisei, he left the tefillin on the window facing L'Shus HaRabim. Ubos Zoyno Achas, and a Zoyno, a very vulgar personality, took the tefillin, a woman, V'not Loson, Ubos L'Beis HaMedrash, and she came to the Beis HaMedrash with those tefillin, V'omra, and she told everyone, Ru'u, have a look, Ma'anosan Liploini Bishori, I have the tefillin of that Talmud, and he gave them to me to try and bribe me to do an Aveira with him. Kivan Sheshoma Oisei Talmud Kach, when this Talmud heard that he'd been accused of doing this, and the Zoyna had taken his tefillin and is publicizing this against him, Olo L'Roish HaGag, he went up to the roof, and from the tremendous pain he was in, V'nofal, he fell off the roof, Umeis, and he passed away, he died. And Ba'oisa Shoah, at that point, Hiskinu, the Chachomim instituted, Sheyehei Oichzon Bebigdoi Ubeyodo, he should put them in the folds of his garment, he should hold them in his hands, V'nichnas, and that way he should go into the Beis HaKisei. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Barishoino at first, Hoyu Manichin Tfilin Bechurin Asmuchim LeBeis HaKisei. They would put the tefillin on the windows facing the Beis HaKisei. Uboin Achborim V'noit L'Noison. And the mice would come and take the tefillin away. Hiskinu, they instituted Sheimanichon Oison Bechaloinus Asmuchis L'Shus HaRabim. They said that they should put the tefillin further away from the Beis HaKisei, but at least the mice will not get to them. Put them on the window facing the Roshus HaRabim. Uboin Oivrei Drachim Noitlin Oison. And then there was the risk that the passers-by would steal the tefillin. And now, either way, the tefillin were at risk of getting lost or getting or being nisbazeh. Hiskinu, they instituted Sheyoichzon Biyodei Benichnas. You can hold them in your hands, as we described, and take them into the Beis HaKisei. But it's very clear from this Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Gimel actually paskins this, that if nowadays where the Beis HaKisei is not outside in the field, and there's always a very mechubad, a respectable place where one can leave one's tefillin, there's no reason in the world to take them into a Beis HaKisei. Omer Reb Miasha Bered Reb Yishua Ben Levi. Halacha, the halacha is goylilon kumin sefer. One wraps the ratzuos, the straps around the tefillin, like a sefer Torah gets rolled up. Va'irzon biyaminoi, and he can hold the tefillin in his bare hands without having to put them in the folds of his clothes. Keneged libo, he puts them on his chest near where his heart is. And that's how he can go into the Beis HaKisei. Omar of Yosef Bar Minyumi, Omar of Nachman, Ubilvat Shloi Tehi Ratzua Yoitzes Mitachas Yodoi Tefach. Care must be taken that a tefach of the straps do not protrude from outside his hands, that's not covered. And here's where Rashi says that this is talking about the Ratzuais, both of the Shel Roish or the Shel Yad, because the Ratzuais are part of Hashem's name, as we mentioned before. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yaakov Bar Acha, Omer of Zera, Loi Shonu, when did we say that it's sufficient to just wrap up the tefillin with its own ritzois and take them into the Beis HaKisei whilst holding them? Elosh Yeshois Bayoim Lulovshon, when there's enough time in the day that when he comes out of the bathroom, he'll be able to put the tefillin back on. Aval Ein Shois Bayoim Lulovshon, if it's already almost Shkia, and at night we don't wear tefillin. And he knows that when he's going to come out of the Beis HaKisei, he's not going to put the tefillin back on. He's not going to have time for that. Oyse lohen kamin kis tefach. He should make for the tefillin a bag the size of a tefach. Umanichon, he should put them into the bag. It's more mechubad to do it that way. And then he can take the bag inside with him into the Beis HaKisei if necessary. Omar Rabba Bar Barchono, Omar Reb Yechanon. Beyoim, if he's going into the Beis HaKisei in the day, goylilon kamin sefer, he wraps them up like a sefer Torah, umanichon biyodoi, and he holds them in his right hand, keneged liboy, on his chest, and that way he'll remember and pay attention to chas v'shalom not dropping them. Ubalayla, but at night, oyselom hen kamin kis tefach, he prepares a bag the size of a tefach, he puts the tefillin in, umanichon, and he holds them in the bag. Omar Abaya, lo yishonu, we only said that a person has to have a tefach for his tefillin, elo bekli shehu kelyon. If he designated the kli to be a kli for the tefillin, then it's tofel, it's an annex to the tefillin, and unless there's at least a tefach in the bag, it's just called part of the tefillin, just called a wrapper of the tefillin, and therefore it does not serve as a separation between the tefillin and the Beis HaKisei, which is around it. Abel Bekli She'enu Kelyon, if it's a type of bag which is not designated for the tefillin, then Afilu Pochis Mitefach, even if it's smaller than a tefach, it acts and serves as a separation, and it's enough. Omar Marzut Revitemer of Ashi, Teida, I can bring you proof to this. Shari Pachim Ktanim Matzilin Bo'el Hameis. We know there's a halacha that any kelim, any utensils, any vessels or food items inside a room where there's a dead person, all becomes tummy. There's a pasuk, however, that says that if you have an earthenware kli that's completely sealed, the mouth of the kli is sealed, then that protects anything inside this kli from becoming tummy, from tumas oihel hameis. And laloch is that if you've got very, very small kli, which is much smaller than a tefach, which is completely covered, it also protects and saves the food items inside the kli from becoming tummy. So you see from here that as long as the kli is not purely designated for the what's inside it, it can act as a separation from what's around it, even if it's less than a tefach. Continues the Gemara. Va'omar Rabbi Bar Barchono. Kihava Ozlinon Basreid Rav Yechanon, when we were going behind Rav Yechanon, Kihava Boye Lemea Lebeis HaKisei, when he wanted to go into Beis HaKisei, Kihava Nokit Sifra D'Agadata, if he was holding a sefer with Divrei Torah in, with Agadatas in, Hava Yoivlon, he would give it to us to hold while he goes into the Beis HaKisei. Kihava Nokat Tfilin, when he was holding or wearing Tfilin, Loi Hava Yoivlon, he would not give it to us. Omar, he would explain as follows: Hoil v'sharunhu rabbonon. Since the Chachomim allowed us to take the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei, ninteron. And here there's different gerusois, different versions, different explanations. If If the pshat is that since I'm allowed to take them in, I don't want to bother you to hold them, or since I'm allowed to take them in, I'm going to preferably take them with me because tefillin also act as a protection against mazikin, and the Gemaras in other places say that mazikin often are found in a Beis HaKisei, and therefore he wanted to keep the tefillin with him. Omar Rova ki hava azlinon basrei de Rav Nachman, when we would follow Rav Nachman, ki hava nokit sifra da agadita, when he would have a sefer with Divrei Torah in, and he wanted to go into a Beis HaKisei, yohivlon, he would give us the sefer. Ki hava nokit tefillin, but when he had tefillin, lo yohivlon, he would not give us the tefillin. Omar, he would say, hoil v'sharun hu rabbonon ninteron, like we saw before, so too Rav Nachman said the same, I don't want to bother you, I'm allowed to take them in, I'm taking them in with me. Tonu Rabbonon, says the Gemara, lo yoichaz odom tefillin b'yodoy v'sefer Torah b'zroyoy v'yispalil. A person should not hold tefillin in his hand or hold a sefer Torah whilst davening. It distracts his attention. He's got to make sure chas v'shalom they don't fall, and his focus is on the tefillin or the sefer Torah and not on the Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo yashtin bohen, he should not urinate whilst holding tefillin in his hands. Lo yashtin ben maim, v'lo yishan bohen, nor should he sleep whilst he's holding the tefillin in his hands. Lo yishin as keva, v'lo yishin as arei. Irrespective of whether he's sleeping a lengthy, proper kavua sleep or just a temporary sleep. We're afraid that the tefillin are going to fall out of his hands. Atarashi explains this elsewhere in Sukkah. Omar Shmuel, sakin, a knife, umois, and coins, a ka'ora, and a bowl, a kikar, and a loaf. Hare elu kayetza behen, they have the same halacha as the Sefer Torah and the tefillin, that you should not daven whilst holding them in your hand, because you're afraid that they should not fall on the floor, you will not be able to concentrate on the Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rova Omar of Sheshes, les hilchasa kiha masnita. We just learned to brisa, a tonu rabbonon, that a person should not urinate whilst holding tefillin in his hands. And Rav Sheshes said that the halach is not like this brisa. The Beis Shammai, it must be Beis Shammai. Di Beis Hillel, because I'll prove to you it cannot be Beis Hillel. Hash the Beis HaKisei Kavua. Shari, Beis Hillel said in Omad Aleph that you're even allowed to take tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Shari, it's Mutter, Beis HaKisei Arai. Over here we're talking about a Beis HaKisei which is Arai, because he's talking about to urinate, and there's no reason he should have gone into a Beis HaKisei Kavua for that. So it's common sense that it should be Mutter. Beis HaKisei Arai Miboya, since it's so poshut and self-understood that according to Beis Hillel, he's allowed to take the tefillin into Beis HaKisei Arai, if the Braisa here says that it's a Beis HaKisei Arai and it's also to take tefillin in, it must be Beis Shammai. Now, even though Beis Shammai and Amud Aleph is talking about a Beis HaKisei Kavua, that it's also to take tefillin in, so this price will be adding on, according to Beis Shammai, that it's also to take it into a Beis HaKisei Arai. And since this price is Beis Shammai, and we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, the halach is not like this price. That's what Rav Sheshes maintained. Meisvei, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha from the continuation of that very price. The Braisa continues with a few words. Dvorim shehitarti lecho kan, osarti lecho kan. That this Braisa is a reflection of something that's also here, that was mutter somewhere else. How are we going to understand that? My love, tefillin. This must be referring to taking tefillin into a Beis HaKisei. And the Gemara is going to explain. E omras bishleima bis Hillel. If we can explain that this price is Beis Hillel, then it makes sense. Hitarati lechokan, when it says the words hitarati lechokan, it was mutter here, kavua, it's talking about a Beis HaKisei kavua, like we saw in Amud Aleph, Beis Hillel says it's mutter to take tefillin into a Beis HaKisei kavua. Osarati lechokan, and when I say the words that it's also here, Beis HaKisei arai, it's talking about Beis HaKisei arai, and in this price, Beis Hillel will say that it's also to take tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Arai. Elo I omros Beis Shammai, according to Rav Sheshes, that this price is Beis Shammai holoi shoruv loi midi. Beis Shammai asad by Beis HaKisei Kavua on Omad Aleph, and he asks here in a Beis HaKisei Arai, so where's the hitarity? When was it ever mutter according to Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara, so these words that say Dvorim sheitarti lechokan or sarti lechokan is not talking about tefillin. It's a different sugya. Ki tanya hahi leinyan tefach utfochaim. It's talking about also the halachas of Beis HaKisei, but it's talking about how much a person is allowed to reveal himself whilst relieving himself. So sometimes a tefach, and sometimes two tefachim. The Toni Choda we saw in one brisa, Keshu Nifne, when a person is relieving himself, he's passing bowels, Megale la'achir of tefach, then he can reveal himself at the back, one tefach, Ulefonov tefachim, and in front, he can reveal himself two tefachim. V'tani idoch, in another brisa we learned, la'achir of tefach, he can reveal himself behind one tefach, V'lefonov, but in front of him, V'loiklum, there's no reason bechlel to reveal himself. My love, what's the explanation of these two brises? How can we explain that they're not arguing? Idi v'idi b'ish. They're both talking about men, about males. V'loi kasha, it's not a contradiction. Kan l'gedoylim, kan l'ktanim. When a person has to move stools, then he has to reveal himself at the back, only at the back. V'kan l'ktanim, when a person wants to urinate, then he has to reveal himself at the front as well. For Tisbara, the Gemara asks a question, that can't be the explanation of the brises. Ibiktanim, if one of the brises that allows revealing oneself at the front is talking about needing to urinate, lachoir of tefach lomoli, why in the world would you have to reveal yourself at the back? So that can't be an explanation. Elo idi v'idi b'gdeilim. Both of them are talking about a person that needs to move his bowels. V'loi kasha, it's not a contradiction. Ha b'ish, ha b'isha. By a male, a man, that he has to obviously reveal himself at the back in order to move his bowels, but because whilst he's moving his bowels, there's a good chance that he's also going to urinate and pass water, he's therefore also allowed to reveal himself at the front. But somebody who's, but a woman, who is only ever passes from the back, and therefore there's no reason to reveal herself at the front. And so when it says in the Braisa, Dvorim Sheitarti Lechokan, or Sarti Lechokan, it means Dvorim Sheitarti Lecho, with a man, or Sarti Lecho, with a woman. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's Pshat in the Braisa, when it says Dvorim Sheitarti Lechokan, or Sarti Lechokan, is talking about Tefach Utfochaim, Hoktoni Allah, there's a third stage in this Braisa. And the words go as follows: Zehu kal v'choymesh ein olav tshuva. This halacha is on the backdrop of a kal v'choymer that doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, "May ein lecho tshuva." What doesn't make sense about the way we just explained this brisa? That when the brisa says dvarim sheitarti lechokan or sarti lechokan is referring to how much a person has to uncover himself at the front when moving his bowels, and we said it depends. If it's a man, then two tefachim, because he may urinate, and if it's a woman, it's not necessary. It makes perfect sense. What doesn't make sense then? Darka, the milsa hochi isa. It's just natural that it makes sense. Elolav, it must be that the brisa that says dvorim sheitarti lechokan or sarti lechokan is not talking about tefach utfochaim. It's talking about tefillin. We're going back to assuming it's tefillin, and when it says dvorim sheitarti lechokan or sarti lechokan, it means that Ibis Hillel allowed you to take tefillin into a Beis HaKisei kavua, but did not allow you to take them into a Beis HaKisei arai. And then this brisa here will be Beis Hillel, and we will paskin like it. Utyuvta derova omar of sheishes tyuvta. And we've now refuted this that Rava said in the name of Rav Sheishes, that this brisa is Beis Shammai. No, it's Beis Hillel. And it really doesn't make sense. It's a kal v'chomer which ain't a lov tshuva, because a Beis HaKisei kavua is much more chomor than a Beis HaKisei arai. And if Beis Hillel allows us to take tefillin into a Beis HaKisei kavua, it doesn't really make sense that in a Beis HaKisei arai he's not allowed to take tefillin. But nonetheless, that's what the brisa says, and it says explicitly dvorim shehitarti lechokan osarti lechokan, and it's a kal v'chomer she'ain't a lov tshuva. Asks the Gemara, Mikol Mokim Kasha. Well, it's something we have to understand. Hashta Beis HaKisei Kavua Ashari, if indeed you're allowing tefillin to be taken into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, Beis HaKisei Arai Lekol Shekein, it should be common sense and self-understood that one can take tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Arai. And why indeed does the Braisa here say that you cannot take the tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Arei? Hochik Omer. The Gemara says it's true. That it's Beis HaKisei Kavua is definitely more chomor than Beis HaKisei Arei. And logic says, as far as the chumra of the mokim, of the place, of course you're right. But we have a different logic and reason to explain the difference. Hochik Omer. Beis HaKisei Kavua, in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, de leka nitzoitzes, there are no drops, he's not urinating, and even if he is, he's not doing it in a standing up position, so his drops are not going to fall onto his feet, onto his clothes, or onto his shoes. And shori, and therefore one is allowed to take the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei Kavua, there's no risk of him using, of needing to use his hands to wipe away those drops, because the Gemara tells us that if those drops were to stay there, people might assume that he has an illness and that his children might be attributed to somebody else, and it's a chashad and a chilul Hashem. And therefore one has to wipe away these drops. In a Beis HaKisei Kavua, there's no such reason, there's no chashash. Beis HaKisei Arei, however, going into Beis HaKisei Arei, where a person urinates while standing, and there is the chashash of the nitzoitzis, the ikka nitzoitzis, osri, you might need to use your hands to wipe away the drops, and therefore you cannot go into the Beis HaKisei Arei whilst holding the tefillin. Asks the Gemara, Yehocha amai ein olav tshuva? Why are you saying it's a kal v'chomer that doesn't make any sense? The halacha makes a lot of sense. Says the Gemara, Tshuva ma'aliyasihi, it's a good explanation. Hochi komar, says the Gemara, this is what it means. Ho milsa teisi lo b'toiras taimo. If you're going according to logic, the halachas make sense. V'lo teisi lo b'kal v'choymer. Don't try and use logic to use a kal v'choymer to learn these halachas. The asi lo b'toiras kal v'choymer, if you're going to use a kal v'choymer and say, in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, which is more chomor, you're allowed to take in your tefillin. No kal v'chomer in the world will say a Beis HaKisei Arei, it should be osa. Because there's nothing about a Beis HaKisei Arei which is more chomor than a Beis HaKisei of Kavua. Zehu kal v'chomer she'ein olav tshuva. As a kal v'chomer, it doesn't make sense. You have a logic, you have a good reason to asa in a Beis HaKisei Arei without, it doesn't make the Beis HaKisei Arei more chomor. It just means that there's a certain chashash in a Beis HaKisei Arei that you don't have in a Beis HaKisei Kva, that's a chashash of the Nitzoytzis, and therefore you're not allowed to take your tefillin in. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Horoitze li konis le sudas keva. If somebody wants to go into a suda, into a meal which is going to be fixed and possibly drawn out, and he doesn't want to have to leave in the middle of the meal to excuse himself, to relieve himself, how can he make sure that his whole system is clean before going into the suda? Mahalech asara pa'omim dalad amis. He can go on 10 very short strides, each one of dalad amis, a short walk, 10 times, each time 4 amis. Oy, or dalad pa'omim yud amis. If he walks 4 times 10 amis, then that causes the stools to move down the bowels and towards the exit, and then he can relieve himself. V'yifne, and then he can relieve himself, v'charkach nichnas, and only then he goes into the suda, and he can be sure that he will not have to leave in the middle of the suda. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, ha'nichnas l'sudas keva, choylet tfilov, v'charkach nichnas. Before going into such a suda, and l'chol adeus, one should not eat a suda like that with tefillin on, he might become intoxicated, and it will be an embarrassment if he's wearing tefillin like that. So Rabbi Yitzchok holds, before even entering the room where the meal is taking place, he should remove his tefillin. He's arguing with Rabbi Chiya. The Omer Rabbi Chiya, manichon al shulchonoi. He can take them into the suda with him. Just before he starts his meal, he should take them off. He should put the tefillin on the table next to him. V'chein hodurloi. And that's the best and appropriate way of doing it, in order that he can put them back on as soon as he's ready. V'ad emes. How long does he have to keep the tefillin off? Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, ad zman brocha, until the time that he's ready to say Berchas Hamozin. Continues the Gemara. Toni Choda, in one braisa it says, Tzoyer Odom Tfilov Immo Oisov Be'afrak Susoi. A person is allowed to wrap his tefillin in the same cloth that he wraps his coins. He possibly doesn't wrap them mamash together. That might not be appropriate, but he's allowed to use the same cloth. V'tanya yidach, in another braisa it says, lo yotzur, you're not allowed to use the cloth that you use for wrapping up tefillin to wrap up your coins. Says the Gemara, lo yikashya, it's not a contradiction. Ha d'azmane, ha d'loy azmane. A cloth that's been designated for tefillin has a certain kedusha, and therefore should not be used for mundane issues, it should not be used to wrap up coins. And but hodloy azmane, if he did not designate this cloth, even if by chance he wrapped up his tefillin with it, it does not have kedusha, and he's allowed to use it to wrap up his coins. The Omar of Chizda, hay sudra de tefillin, a cloth that he's going to use for wrapping up his tefillin. The azmane lemeitzar bei tefillin, he designated it for tefillin. And tzor bei tefillin, besides having designated it for the tefillin, he's actually already wrapped the tefillin in it once. From then on, also lemeitzar bo pshiti, he's not allowed to wrap coins in that same cloth. Azmane, however, if he just designated it for the tefillin, v'loy tzorbe, but hadn't actually wrapped the tefillin in it once, or tzorbe, if he did wrap the tefillin by chance in this cloth, v'loy azmane, but did not designate the cloth for the tefillin, shori lemeitzar bei zuzi, it does not have kedusha, he's allowed to wrap coins in the cloth. Ula Abaya, to Omar Hazmona Milsahi, according to Abaya, who assumes that designating something for kedusha itself is already gives it kedusha, even if he has not yet actually used it for the kedusha. Azmane afel gav deloy tzorbe, then from that point on, even if he's just designated the cloth and has not yet wrapped tefillin in it, it's also osa to wrap coins in that cloth. Tzorbe, according to Abaya, if he wrapped tefillin in the cloth but did not designate the cloth, then e azmane, when he's going to designate the cloth for the tefillin, osir, it's going to from that point become osa to use it for coins. The Eloi Azmane, but if he's not going to designate this cloth for the tefillin, loy, it's not also to wrap coins in that cloth. And the Mirtz Hashem, in our next shir, we're going to start the next sugya.